While delegates inside the conference debated what a future Iraq may look like, ordinary people in Baghdad were doing the same. Among Iraqis, there is no consensus view on how the country should be governed. NPR's Guy Raz visited one Baghdad family to find out what they envision.
The differences in opinion among members of the Al-Safar family offer a glimpse into how complex political reconstruction may be in Iraq. There is the eldest daughter, 45-year-old Asiel. Here's her ideal future leader.
He should be peaceful, strong at the same time, and to know how to control the situation, to be in democratic.
But here's what her older brother Suhail wants.
It should not be one person to lead this country. Many people should lead.
We hear a lot about these people like Ahmed Chalabi and all of these exiles who came from London.
Yes, I hear that.
Do you think those people should be running the country?
No, I don't think so. Because they lived abroad a long time ago, and they are far from the Iraqi people during the sanctions here. And they don't know how the suffering here.
They were living in London as an aristocratic.
Asiel, Suhail, and their 85-year-old father, Jawad, all agree on this. They want something called democracy. But what does that mean to people who lived under one-party rule for 35 years? For Jawad al-Safar, a future Iraq has to be a multi-party system.
Democracy means from the religious, from the communists, from the socialists, and from the other parts of the parties. Everybody. We must understand the idea of this one, and this one, and this one, and then we may mix together until we find the result of these ideas, which is benefit and good for the people, for the general people. That is democracy.
Here's his son Suhail's vision.
I think the best thing is to open Iraq on the world. Anybody can do anything he likes.
Including what? I mean, everybody.
Free. It's like England. When I went first time to Britain, in the airport, it was written, it's a free country, isn't it? It should be here also.
Asiel's 20-year-old daughter, Rasha, who's never been out of Iraq, also wants a democratic government.
I can't travel. I can say no to this leader, say no to this.
Yeah. And what else? You can stand up and say, I hate the government?
Yeah, of course.
You want to
That's democratic. I just wake up the morning and go to my work, not think what will happen if I said something wrong or something touch the government or something like that.
It's not much to ask for, but the kind of notion that was unthinkable just a few months ago. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.